It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
An Atlanta recap on post-show recaps. That's right. The We Got Y'all crew is back again with even more content that you know and love. We're talking about Atlanta, the hit FX series that is back for season 3. We want to discuss all of our thoughts today on what was kind of a return to form episode after the first 2 episodes. It's called The Old Man and the Tree, which sounds just like a wonderful proverb. that you will at the beginning and then morphs into something else. But we can talk about it. It might be a proverb still. Mm-hmm. So Chappelle is out for the week, but that's mm-hmm. okay because this is the first time ever in the history of recording mm-hmm. history that I get to do a podcast. And it's just me and Mari. Mari, how are you?
Hey, LaTanya, it's great. It's just the two of us today.
Exactly. Can I sing that song this week? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we can, because we're not about to get into that.
I had to do it. I had to save you a ticket.
Yeah. But I'm so glad to be here. You know, we're talking about what felt like a quintessential Atlanta episode. It'll be fun, light breeze right through it. And, you know, we, of course, miss Chappelle, but, you know, he'll be back again. And when he comes back, we'll ask him what he thinks about the messy mess.
I'm sure Chappelle has a lot to say.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear what he has to say about it. Okay, so let's just go ahead and hop right into the episode then. Yeah. The Old Man and the Tree. So 4 Black people are walking down a British street.
It sounds like a proverb to me.
Or maybe Tales from the Hood,
right?
Which was just a fantastic reference, by the mm-hmm. way, that Van was able to offer up. You see people kind of looking at them, like looking outside, talking to someone on the phone as they're just walking down the street, talking about why it might be a good idea to be friends with a billionaire. They're going to see an investor named Fernando to just hang out with him, see mm-hmm. if any of the things that the ideas that they have had so far might become something, like a Butt of the Month Club subscription service, which is an actual thing that exists, the internet tells me. You know, there's right. a need out there. So why not do it? And then they encounter what looks like an abandoned building. Mari, what was the first yeah. thing that you thought when you saw this building and knowing it was supposed to be a billionaire's house?
I was just very confused. I was just like, you know, I couldn't even tell like how big the building was. Mm-hmm. I even tried, maybe I wasn't paying attention, but like on first glance, it looked like just a small shabby house. And then like when they got in there, I was like, it's not small. So where did I didn't see it was like, if it was like a huge building or not.
Is it going up or out? Or
right.
Both?
Thank you. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, where is all this space? Where is the square footage?
I don't understand how they made this magical house appear. Yeah. But it really does seem like the type of magic that a billionaire would try to use.
Would have access to, right?
Like, exactly the type of thing that they would magic. Have. one of my favorite parts of the episode is when they go and they ring the doorbell, there's a woman that greets them and she says, "So you here for the do, isn't it?" And it's just so British that I can't believe none of them understood what she was saying. They've traveled the world at this point. They've heard all kinds of accents, and we always have television from the BBC to inform us as to what people are talking about. So I'm surprised that no one, not even Van, who like lived in Germany, was able to understand what this person was saying, but Ernst certainly didn't. Eventually they they're greeted by Will, who it seems that Ern is friends with, and he kind of takes them through the labyrinth that is like getting to this house.
Well, it looks like a flop house. Yeah,
it does like, look like, I mean, stuff everywhere. It's disgusting. There's like cans and garbage all over the floor, and there's like way too many stairs involved.
Right, so many stairs. That's why I was like, they're going up?
Yeah,
right? They're going up. There was a tree. So well,
the building didn't look like it had any other. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Like,
right? It's just a magical pocket reality that they exist in for this episode.
We need an architect on this episode.
Seriously, any architects out there, tell us how, just how, and we'll thank you for that. They eventually get upstairs to the actual place where they're going to run into a few people that are partying. Will is kind of doing introductions. Darius and Paperboy realize that there's an actual Nando's in this place. Have you ever been to London before or England before?
I've never been to London or England. I've never stepped foot on the continent of Europe, unfortunately.
Neither
It's one of my... It's on my bucket list. However, I have had Nando's, and because of this episode, I had Nando's yesterday. I was like, "Yeah, yesterday."
Yeah, Nando's like, this exists. Perfect.
Yes, it does. Like,
I mean, I knew it did in England. I didn't know that it was an international chain.
See, that's the thing. I didn't even know it started in England, because they're all over here. And I live in Virginia. I live in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, and they're all over the place over here. Like, I live in between two of them. Like,
wow.
I could go to either one. And then they're all over Virginia and DC and Maryland. So I did not realize that it was a London only thing until I did start watching shows and knew that. I think that's where they started, right? Like,
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, we love us some Nando's. So the moment we saw it on this episode, we were like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea. Get some Nando's.
Nando's is good. Yeah. Nando's. It's so good.
So people kind of start to like go their separate ways at this point. You know, Darius and Paperboy, they get their Nando's. They learn that it's free of charge. And they kind of like split up, because Darius is a wanderer. He likes to go off on his own, like have little adventures. Paperboy eventually ends up encountering Fernando, who is the actual billionaire in question who owns all of this. And Van and Ern go off to meet an artist with Will. Yep. So yeah, they're all on their separate little timelines for the duration of this episode until the end, really.
Yeah, it's where they're like, they're split up and they're doing their own things, but they're all in one area. So because they're all in one area, which is this party, the storylines tend to like intersect. So yeah, it's really good.
And there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this house. So Fernando asked Paperboy if he likes trees. And of course, Paperboy is like, yes, I love trees. I can't get enough of trees because, you know, trees are great. Trees are wonderful, I've heard.
Trees are amazing.
And so they go outside to see that Fernando was talking about an actual tree that had been in that property for like since time immemorial, basically.
Yeah,
a really old tree.
An old tree.
And that's what you want to show your guests, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
An actual tree.
An old one.
A really old one. Everything in England is old, though.
Yeah.
Like, literally everything is very old. So, you know, mm-hmm. congratulations to that tree. Paperboy figures out if he can smoke out there, but apparently the smoke would hurt the tree.
Never heard of that.
Is that a thing?
Never heard of that.
I know, you know, photosynthesis and all that, but that's plants and leaves. It's not an actual tree. I don't know what smoke has to do with any of it. but they can apparently smoke if they go upstairs to gamble, because there's mm-hmm. even more places to go here. So when you learn that this guy is running basically an illegal, like, high stakes gambling ring in one of his many floors, what do you think?
Honestly, it did not faze me. Now that you mention that, I don't think I realized it was illegal, because I'm just like, that sounds like some stuff that some billionaires at a rich people party would be doing, sitting around a table with their money and gambling it. Like, that was something I was like, yeah, makes sense. And I thought it was very interesting that Fernando was like, oh, it's just, you know, it's a party where people with all different types of ideals come together and try and change the world. And then he's like, well, but for real, we just kind of get drunk and
right.
Yeah,
it's a place for revolutionaries who want to drink and play poker.
Yeah,
like America was so long ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all on their separate little like paths right now. Darius meets a woman only because she's standing in front of the gin bottle.
Yeah. Oof. Okay.
Awkward. This is fun. I think this mm-hmm. is fun.
Yeah. Microaggressions.
Yes. Yeah. Microaggressions are the best kinds of aggressions, said no one. So, yeah, this woman, it's an Asian woman. Mm-hmm. She is very attractive, but mm-hmm. she turns around and immediately goes, no, no, no. And he's just like, what? Like, no, I can't. Well, he's, in his mind, I'm like, no, I can't have the gin? Is that? Like, right. I don't get it. And she's like, I'm engaged, you know, like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, that's great for you. Can I have the gin, please? And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Black men, like, always hit on me. I lived in California for a while, and I don't know, black men just always hit on me. And Darius just kind of rolls with it. He's like, yeah, I'm sure, you know,
cultural exchange.
Cultural he's exchange.
Like, you guys like hip hop. We like anime.
He just kind of rolls with it.
Yeah, and very awkward.
It's still very awkward, but it's not something. It's probably not the worst thing that's happened to Darius that day.
Right. And, you know? And there it truly is, because when this thing first went down, I was like, oop, that's slightly racist. Like, as soon as she was saying it, like, before anything else happened, I was like, oh, okay, girl. And then just to see where the rest of the episode goes is kind of funny, because it's like you said, it's like, that is some okay entry level welcome to my day as a black person
exactly
style microaggression. It's just one of those things where you're like, all right, okay, and keep it pushing.
You know, you get your drink and you move on throughout the house,
right?
But instead of that, a man named Sox apparently mm-hmm. But not S-O-X, Sox no. Mm-hmm. comes over to register basically a complaint on behalf of Darius that mm-hmm. About what the woman said. And Darius is like, that was lightweight, you know, like, it's really not that big of a deal, man.
Truly.
And and eventually, you know, Sox tries to keep talking about this microaggression that happened and just saying that he just abhors racism and he can't put up with it. And, you know, he's trying to be the well-meaning white guy in that situation. So he takes off his hat and the way that he reveals what Darius calls an intense hairline is hilarious to me. What do you think? I am not a man. I've never had to deal with that kind of hair loss. like right. male pattern baldness hair loss. Right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So like, would you just cut all of it off even if your head wasn't the right shape, or would you try to keep up the facade and just always wear a hat?
I've always been team like cut it off. Yeah. You know, and his head didn't look too bad. I kind of think Darius had it on the nose. It would be like a Moby style cut. I mean, Moby has a nice shaped head.
He just doesn't want to be Moby, though. I think that's the problem.
I mean, but what else you gotta do? Because that, what did he say? His hairline was, he said his hairline is, what did he say? Oh my God, it's getting away from me now. But yeah, intense. Oh, he said his hairline intense. Is intense. Yeah. I would much rather like you cut it off or at least like
have an intense hairline.
Sides. I don't know. Shave the sides, cut the top. I don't know. Buzz cut. I don't know.
Something needs to be done with that man's hair. Yeah, I think that we can all agree on that.
Uh-huh.
So upstairs, Van and Earn meet an artist who doesn't really perk up until he hears that Earn works with Paperboy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, TJ, has a ton of art installations around that room and throughout that floor, and they're all not great.
Yeah.
He's young, you know, so like maybe he has some room to grow as an artist, but he's mm-hmm. getting to do what he likes to do and not having to pay for space to do it in, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
If you're an artist, and most artists don't have any money.
Yeah, exactly.
So essentially, we come to find out that one of the reasons that Will wanted to talk with Earn was to see whether or not he should have a kind of curated art subscription service that he invested mm-hmm. in. He says he's already invested 500 grand into all of this. And he wants to Earn to jump on board and become an investor. And Earn is like, I think I heard Doja Cat's people.
That was so funny.
That they were going to do the same thing.
That was the smartest. Like, if you can't know, just be like, you know what? It's done. It's the Simpsons already did it. Like, you have to like make it feel like this is not something new. But I thought this was very funny. Especially with TJ hopping in and be like, oh, he's not saying it correctly.
He never says it right.
Because what he was saying, I was like, that don't make no sense. Art subscription service, no. You can't get art sent to your house on a monthly basis.
It's ridiculous.
So what am I supposed to do? Pay for this art subscription service and every month I come to an art gallery or something like that? Nobody has time for that. Like, if you're going to make a subscription service that doesn't make much sense in people's lives, it better be one of the hardest subscription services to get out of. Like, take a page out of Savage and Fenty. I love me some Rihanna, but it is hard to unsubscribe from those panties.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
Make it like a Planet Fitness, where I've been paying Planet Fitness for 7 years, $10, because it's hard to unsubscribe. Like, if that's what we're doing, just full on go full scam.
Just go for it. Yeah. You don't need Shark Tank. You've got this rich guy.
Yeah.
We go then to the poker table and we see that Paperboy is excited to be there. One of the guys who's there in a cowboy hat asks if he can have some of what he's smoking and doesn't realize that it's not just tobacco. Mm. And everyone seems to be having a good time. Paperboy. Could be called Poker Boy for this.
Yeah.
The Poker mm-hmm. Boy. He splashes the pot, which is something you're never supposed to do. I don't mm-hmm. care if it's a cool effect. You don't splash the pot.
Well, these men were looking at him kind of sideways. So I kind of think I might splash the pot too, because they're like, he sits down, they're like, oh, the buy-in is 20,000. Like the way that one dude said it.
Oh, yeah. Like the way he said it was like dismissive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he wasn't expecting Paperboy to have that money like, on
you don't
him.
Have the money to be able to play in this game.
And then Paperboy was like, oh, my bad. And then he starts like taking him out and then he's like, is this enough? I was like, okay. Sometimes you do got to just put it all out there.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so yeah, he's splashing the pot here. He's trying to make it known that he actually does have the money to play in this event, like play with these people. And once they see that he has the money, they all seem to warm up a little bit. But it is really annoying that he kind of has to, you know, take that extra step, whereas I'm sure everybody else is an invited guest of this person as well. So there would be absolutely no reason to believe that this guy, an invited guest, wouldn't be able to roll at the same levels.
Exactly.
So at the table,
microaggressions all over the place.
Just everywhere a microaggression. And if one of the things, if you ever rewatch this episode, is just take a look at the faces that the dealer makes. She's just like a whole little silent character of her own.
I've rewatched, but I didn't watch her. What do you mean by that?
She registered complete disdain when he splashed the pot. She rolled her eyes like every 3 seconds. It was almost like distracting, to the point where it seems like she's been in so many of these games before and she probably hates all of these people. That kind of thing. Very Molly's game of her. So at the table, Fernando starts to tell a story about a ghost he allegedly encountered.
Very weird.
What is this about, Mari?
I don't know. That was the weirdest thing I've ever he said it was like a
black ashy black man who was wet.
Black man who was wet. Which I like how Paperboy correctly was like, how are you gonna be wet and ashy? That was so funny. But yeah, and then he talked about how the one of the other patrons says, oh, he fucked the ghost, like,
yeah,
excuse the language. But he and then Pippa was like, what, you got on with the ghost, man? And then Fernando continues to talk about how, like, no, it wasn't physical, we exchanged manifestations, he cleansed me and all of this stuff. And he said, and then when he woke up in his bed, the ghost was gone and he was covered in ectoplasm.
Now, this isn't the only story I've heard about someone having sex with a ghost.
Right.
I can't remember which celebrity this is, but they like swear that they had sex with a ghost.
That sounds slightly familiar. Like, I've heard that before. Like, people doing that with ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know, to be quite honest. As a spiritual person, like, I do, like, because Fernando asked Paperboy this, and Paperboy says no. And he's like, well, do you believe in God? And then, you know, that's where it gets dicey, because he's like, well, if you believe in God, then you got to believe in the devil, which, you know, takes it down a whole other road, because I know I believe in God. And I know if you, like he said, if you believe in God, you got to believe in the devil. But I don't know about ghosts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I believe in my ancestors protecting me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that feeling of being protected.
Even when you're in like terrible situations.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's one of those things that, especially we as Black people who can't necessarily always know who our ancestors are, but getting I've always tried to want to get back to not only knowing my ancestors, but acknowledging my ancestors, even if I don't know them by name. So I am spiritual in that sense, but ghosts, I don't know. I think I tried not to believe in ghosts because ghosts scare me. Ghost is scary to me. Like, ghost is a scary connotation. Spirits and ancestral, like, spirits, that's fine. I don't know.
It's you weird, just right? This is a wording that you don't believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the term ghost. Is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally believe in ghosts. There's one behind you right now.
Okay. Awesome.
So yeah. The jokes continue to fly about Fernando and his ghost sex, which is not a sentence that I ever thought I would find myself saying, but here we are.
Yeah.
And he starts to get pretty distracted by feeling some kind of way, probably just like frustrated that people are laughing at him about having sex with a ghost.
Yeah. He's feeling some type of way in this scene here.
Yeah. And so it turns out that Paperboy cleans out the whole table. Like, he has quad aces out of nowhere, which is fantastic. And I'm so glad that he won this game. So then everybody just kind of leaves one by one. And he's just like, are you going to go get my money? Because, like, what was it? 40 grand that he owed him at that point.
Yeah.
$20,000 buy-in. And he owed him another 20 grand.
Yeah.
So for a while, Fernando just goes and hides, and Paperboy tries to do everything he can to not destroy this man physically.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, yeah, how do you do that? Like, that's not fair. You just get everybody, you go into this poker game agreeing that this is for money. We have chips. It is a buy-in. Like, and then you just get up and walk away when, what is it? A person you feel less than you won? Like, what is this? Because I feel like if the guy in that cowboy hat had won, they would have pushed those chips to him.
Right.
You know, instead of everybody getting up and leaving. What is that about? That was weird.
It's weird to leave a table when you still have chips.
It's right, because that's yes, exactly. Because it's not like he cleaned them out. Like, well, he cleaned Fernando out because Fernando went all in.
Right.
But everybody else still
had chips.
Yeah.
Even the dealer left.
Yeah, weird, yo.
It doesn't make any sense. It'll forever be a mystery of Atlanta. A very easily solvable mystery. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into the second half of the episode.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, we're back. So, Socks is back also to talk to Darius. He's gotten the word around the party about, quote unquote, the racism. And so they all gather around Darius, just kind of expressing how upset they are because of how much they hate racism. Mm-hmm. And people are crying that aren't Darius. This is a fun topic.
This is amazing. So Darius is sitting there like, because Sox is like, Darius, tell them what MK did to you. That was a girl's name. Tell them what. And he's like, it wasn't a big deal. She just, you know, said this and that. And everyone's like, oh, that's so horrible. That's so horrible. And oh my God. And Darius truly is just sitting there like, what? Like, why? Like, why are y'all upset?
Why are we dedicating time to talking about this?
And yes.
And by the time the story got to more and more people, it had a course change to MK, not just saying black guys hit on me, but saying all lives matter. So just another aspect of playing the telephone game at a party. Darius looks like he wants to leave very, very badly.
Yeah, I know, right?
Paperboy and Earn are chatting in one of the hallways because Paperboy wants his money. He wants to beat Fernando's ass for not giving him his money. And he said if this was Atlanta, it would be on site. Like, it wouldn't even be a problem. So you need to figure out like how you're going to help me get this money.
Yeah.
At the same time, Earn talks to Paperboy, kind of debating whether or not he should help TJ, even if it means that he's scamming one of Earn's friends.
Will. And is Will a friend though?
It seems like they have at least like more than a one introduction kind of a relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought it was like a casual business relationship.
Well, Earn just made it sound like they were close enough to not want to do this to him.
Okay.
But it could also just be a casual business relationship that he doesn't want to ruin.
Right. And that's what I thought more than anything.
Yeah.
Because he said, like, I got the feeling that this TJ dude, like, he's not good at what he does. And but he's trying to get money out of Will and scam Will. But that just makes it harder for other black people like me and other ones that have talent to be able to find, like, funding. After this, it's people like him who make it so the rest of us, the talented ones, can't find funding. And I thought that was really interesting and something I definitely thought maybe we should talk about.
Yeah, I definitely think we should talk about it. It's the whole idea of one person giving all of us a bad name.
Right.
And something, and something that you get like, it's just always, for me, it's always been like a something that's been kept in the back of your mind or by like adults in your life, not necessarily parents, but like other adults, like teachers would say this all the time to us. Just like, we can't afford to have any bad apples in our bushel because we can't be the people who spoil it for everyone else in this school that wants to like go on and do what you're doing.
Exactly. It's that whole pressure of representing your whole entire race and how little black boys, little black girls, black men and black women cannot exhibit normal human emotions. They cannot be individualistic.
Right.
Because if they do something perceived to be wrong by society, it is then applied to the greater whole of us as a race, which is unfortunate because we're some of the only, you know, race of people where that happens to, but it happens to most minority and marginalized communities. So it's just very annoying. And, you know, that's where Earn is coming from. But also TJ comes by and he's like, this white man wants to buy our culture. So make him pay for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's very interesting. And I love these like competing ideas of, you know, get your money by any means. If he's a dope and we're about to play him, let's get it. Let's play him. Who cares what it means for the rest of us? So it's very interesting, that dynamic.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, two halves of the same coin, and it really is the type of thing that you could have a philosophical discussion about for a long time.
Exactly.
Because, you know, sometimes the only way that you make it into the door is by scamming, and that gives you the opportunity to open up the possibilities for more people as well.
Right, exactly.
That's just kind of how it works. But yeah, the idea that like you are representing everybody in your race, like that's so much pressure. Mm-hmm. It's like unnecessary pressure that I think we're put under all the time.
Yeah,
that and I'm not a fan of.
And honestly, it's earned kind of, and it's in this situation, it's earned doing that to TJ. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he's the one projecting right. that onto
and
TJ.
Which is interesting given Earn's past that we have seen. Like, we saw him have his uncle's gun and then put it into somebody else's backpack.
Exactly.
And it just so happened that, you know, the rapper he did that to saw him do it. So he passed it back to his white manager,
mm-hmm.
but he would have gotten that guy incredibly in trouble. Mm-hmm. And he was willing to do that. And now he doesn't want to be willing to help out somebody who may be scamming someone, but who has a pretty decent point about why they would do it.
Yeah.
So,
very interesting. No, I was just saying very interesting. And I think it'll come into play a little bit later on in another conversation that like Darius has.
Yeah. So Van and Earn kind of lock eyes across the room, and as Van is getting up to go over there, a server is walking past Van, and she just pushes this server into the pool.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Right. Not even like a pretend, like, oh my god, I accidentally fell into you. She like full arm extension. Like Heisman, this man into the pool. Like, this poor server had no idea what was about to happen.
No, and he didn't even know. Like, what can you do when someone does that? Because you assume that everybody is friends with the rich dude who is employing you,
right?
And this, if you make a scene, then you are the one that's gonna get fired.
And this was after Earn had saw her stealing, like, there's little small stone statues in the house, and she stole one of them. She slipped one of them into her pocket or like the moment they had walked in. So yeah, Earn is very worried for her.
Yeah, he says so.
Mm-hmm.
Van is saying that he worries too much, he's too in his head, and he needs to live in the moment more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really like, but no, seriously, are you okay?
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, I'm fine. Like, everything's fine. I can't have a vacation. Like,
right. Yeah. But this is a little bit more from what we were talking about last week of Van feeling that aloofness, not having, you know, a job, not knowing where she's going. And, you know, I wonder where her mental health is right about now. And yeah. I wonder if we'll get more of it into the season. But I do agree. She does seem like she does need a break. She needs a vacation. She needs to be able to just like breathe and stuff like that. But this is trending more from vacation, letting go, woo, to like semi self-destructive. Like it feels like it's creeping in that direction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm really worried about her character.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And so some people were like, she need to take that jacket off because she still had the jacket off from the last episode where they found the address. I saw people on Twitter like, maybe that jacket is possessed because she ain't been right since she had that.
That's on. Really funny. I didn't even think of that. Mm-hmm. That jacket is possessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... And then she does it again.
No. Okay. And this one was... This one was kind of funny, but not funny. Because she gets up from talking to Earn. This white lady comes by and she's just walking. This was a patron. Van pushes this lady into the pool. But this lady clearly cannot swim.
She can't swim. She almost dies. Van almost killed somebody.
Somebody on Twitter was like, Van almost caught a body.
Yes, she did. Oh, because she's on vacation, whatever that means.
Oh my god, that was not funny, but that was funny.
Well, watching the guy jump in fully clothed to help this woman who all you can see is like her gown flailing in the water is not funny. Okay.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Stocks is not done.
Mm-hmm.
Mari, he is not done because when you're an ally, that's a 24-hour a day, 365 day a week job.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a whole group of people who are around him and crying about the racism, mm-hmm. as they keep calling it. Mm-hmm. Or racialism, as Will calls it later.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Which is a thing that I used to say for fun.
Yeah.
So when I used to be like, you're being racialist. Mm-hmm. And then it happened on TV and I almost lost it. So at the same time, he sees MK and she's like waving like, hey. And Darius is like trying to mouth like, go away. Like, don't come over here.
Right. Don't do that.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And all of this like crowd that was once surrounding Darius descends upon this woman to yell at her about her racialism.
Yeah. Yes. And this is where we have to talk about white allies.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it, because I thought this was a great manifestation of how to like put into like a show what like some white allies do, and how where they don't know the line between allyship and sitting the F down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because Darius said it, like most Black people, like many of us, like he said it was fine. Like what happened was fine. We all know it's not fine, but it happens to the point where like, if many of us spent our whole day fighting every single person that does some sort of racist microaggression towards us, we would literally have no time in the day to do anything else.
Not
unfortunately. So when Darius is speaking from his own experience in this bottle style situation, where he's like, it's fine, it's okay, it's not that big of a deal,
right?
A true white ally would be like, okay, I should say a true ally, period, would just be like, all right, he says it's fine, it's cool. What some allies do is they overstep their boundaries. And this is what Sox did with the rest of the party, telling the rest of the party, getting people fired up, like getting people mad, having people crying on behalf of Darius and trying to say how bad MK is and how she's a horrible person, and then trying to like destroy her life and all of that on something that to the person in question and in this bottle style situation said it's not that big of a deal. It is like they perfectly manifested how some like Twitter arguments start, like Twitter, yeah. You know,
yeah,
you know, quote unquote cancel culture Twitter conversations start, because it's like the offended party, and in this episode it's easier to for the offended party to be a monolith in the idea of what's going on, because the offended party is just Darius. You know what I'm saying? It gets broader and more complicated when the offended party is like a lot of Black people, and a lot of Black people have different thought processes on a certain situation, because as Black people, we are not a monolith.
Right.
But in this episode, in this situation in particular, Darius is the person the experience happened to. So he is the person they need to be taking their cue from, which is easy because he is the only opinion that matters.
Exactly.
But for these allies, quote unquote, to continue to press the issue, and it's not lost on me that MK herself is of another minority group,
right?
So, and a woman, so it's easier to continue to press and trying to destroy her life. You know, I thought this was like really well done, and I hope a lot of people sat back and watched it. Like, sometimes you do not need to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, as an ally, it is not your job for your voice to overshadow the voice of the people that are being oppressed and that the people you're trying to ally yourself with. Like, point blank, period. Like, that shouldn't be hard.
It shouldn't be, but sometimes you just really have to get out there and ally all the best you can ally, right?
so much so that you don't even hear the person you're trying to ally.
Oh, no, you don't listen to that person. They don't know what they're talking about. All you know is that racialism is bad.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Very important. And you're going to stand up for it no matter what it means for anyone involved who is actually involved in the situation.
Exactly.
That's what being an ally is.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined this woman's life too.
Yeah, they truly did. Like, her fiance broke up with her, said her mom could rot in North Korea.
Oh my god. Like, the North Korea part really got me. I was like, oh my gosh, like, mm-hmm. he was gonna get this woman's mother out of North Korea, and now it's not happening.
Yeah. And this is, of course, Will is revealed to be the fiance, and it just brings the whole episode like full circle and very funny. But other than that, like, this was really, I thought they hit the nail on the head. And then another dude comes down and sits and talks with Darius.
Yeah,
and talking
I about this how was interesting.
Yeah, how that was white guilt. And the guy, I don't think we got his name at all, but he seemed to be of like Southeast Asian descent.
Right.
And he was just talking about, like, you know, white guilt and how, you know, they overcompensate. And Darius was like, I didn't even realize y'all had racism over here like that. I thought it was more like classism.
Yeah.
And the guy goes on to explain, like, you know, you can't really separate racism from capitalism, isn't it? Kind of, you know, go hand in hand. And Darius is like, yeah, in order to make one thing feel of an importance, you have to make things feel less
valuable.
Less valuable. Yeah, exactly. So it was a very, again, for Atlanta to go back to its roots and just be a very funny episode and just have a whole bunch of things that also, again, if you're really paying attention, it should be teaching you something as well.
Yeah, hopefully this teaches you a lot. I mean, I'd much rather hear it put this way than the way that I normally have to hear it, which is at high speed from debaters. Mm-hmm. Basically doing a which came first, the slavery or the capitalism. That's how I'm used to digesting that conversation. And let me tell you, I hate it. Right. So if anyone is listening and I have to judge you, pick another argument. All right. So Paperboy tries to talk to Fernando. He bangs on, like, he finally finds him in this like labyrinth of a house that is going up or sideways. We're not sure, maybe both.
Right.
And he bangs on the window, like outside of his bedroom where he's laying down, and Fernando pretends to be sleeping. So the next thing that happens is we hear a loud noise, and it is because Paperboy has found a chainsaw. And he is taking it to this old ass tree.
Right. Which, again, how's this tree in the ground if we went up three flights of steps? I don't know.
I don't know how this house works. It's like a house of Usher. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, the tree is right there in the ground. And now it is being destroyed by a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And you know, Paperboy never does get his money back.
But I bet Fernando ain't gonna do that ever again.
I bet he'll never do that again.
As Al is cutting into that tree, Fernando is at the top and his room just like face up against the glass, looks like he's crying.
This very old tree.
For $40,000, your billionaire self couldn't have just given this man $40,000 so that your old tree could have stayed old.
Your old tree would have been fine. Now I'm sure there's too much damage to the old tree.
Yep.
They're old. They can't take that much damage. So Earn calls a car and is just like, how fast can you get here? Because this is one of those, we gotta escape, like we have to run out of this house kind of situations. Which I've been in a time or two. I haven't taken a chainsaw to anyone's tree, but you know, like sometimes you gotta get out of a house fast and you gotta get out of Dodge.
Yeah. Oh, but we missed something real quick.
What
we missed Earn went back to Will and agreed to the TJ,
if he could manage him.
If he can, yes. He's going to be TJ's manager. He said normally managers take about 30%, which I was like,
All they have to do is Google. Like, I don't know if that's correct.
And then he's like, but I'll do it for 25%. And then so TJ, he's like, TJ, does that sound good? Earn will be your manager. And TJ was like, yeah, but that means we need even more money. And they said they're in business right before Darius comes down and says it's getting intense upstairs. And when it was intense, it was the chainsaw. So Yes. They start running out of the house, but I love that as they're running out of the house, like Paperboy is just snatching people's Nandos out of their hand. Nandos out of their hand and just like taking chicken for like it's like, he's like I'm not leaving with
he's
nothing.
Like, I'm not leaving empty handed. Yeah. Like taking free chicken for
free
people.
Chicken. Like
this is the second episode in a row where he wanted some chicken. What are you gonna do?
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. And yeah, that and they get out and they're in the car and they're laughing, but then Socks is there. But Van isn't. So this took me a minute. I had to rewind it on the first watch. I was like, Where's Van? Like I was like, how dare they leave Van?
Right.
And then I think they knew it because at the there's a credit scene where Van was sitting in like a curry house and was eating food, ignoring Earn's calls.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
As the credits started, there was a small little post-credit scene or mid-credit scene, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where Van is eating at a restaurant and she's ignoring Earn's call.
Yep. And she has the little statue like on like the stole from the house. Yeah, there.
And it's just it leaves the episode on just like a note where you're wondering, like, what is this woman really going through?
Right, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Is someone gonna be able to get her some help?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever she was going through, she had to have been going through it as the reason for her to come to this place in the first place. And then the day she is there, the first day she's there, she sees an assisted suicide. So, you know, not great.
Heavy.
Not great for Van.
Yeah. So at least I'm just glad they acknowledged it because I was very scared. I was like I'm the type of person like if we came together, we gotta leave together. So yes. I was very scared for her, but they acknowledged it. And I wonder if this had something to do with like shooting schedules, if maybe she couldn't be there for that last scene that they were shooting,
yeah,
and they just kind of added
it.
They kind of just added a mid credit scene that still goes with what her character was going through, you know. So, but anyway. That's it. That's it for episode 3.
That is the whole episode.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Again, Atlanta is so funny. It's so surreal, but it also brings up like real issues and stuff like that. And this, I like this episode. I felt like this episode was like quintessential Atlanta. This is what we came come here for. This is what we expect. It's always them getting into shenanigans, like going to the sleepover pajama party shenanigans.
Right.
Going to Drake's house shenanigans, you know, like that's what it felt like. It felt back callbacks to those type episodes.
Yeah. So we've got a little feedback this week.
Oh, yeah.
Some from the Discord.
Nice.
This comes from our friend, your friend, everyone's friend, Riley, who says, I love the episode. It did something I love when Atlanta does, which is in roughly 30 minutes, create a somewhat realistic, somewhat fantastical, surreal world to inhabit, then leave it all within the episode, allowing for a lot of social commentary and hilarious dark comedy. I really love the episode for Earn. I felt like I could see a lot of growth in him and where he is and what he's been able to learn at this point in his life, and loved his journey with the Black artist who was scamming. And where he lands on that at the end of the episode.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I mean, like we said, it's one of those things where it's like, do you join in or, you know, do you, well, I mean, what else is there? Then you say no and kind of stop his bag, you know?
Yeah, like, no, you get in while the getting is good and, you know, you get something out of it.
Yeah.
Of course, Earn pivoted to now he can manage two clients mediocrely.
Right.
It seems
mediocrely.
Like he's gotten, as of this episode, he was like there when the car needed to be gotten, but he took Paperboy to this place in the first place where his money was stolen from him. So maybe that's still, maybe they'll look at it as a great story they get to tell later, but maybe the slights are piling up and we just don't know about it, and that'll come out later in the season.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Exactly.
We'll be here with you all the rest of this season. If you want to be with us and support our work, then you can sign up for Patreon. Signing up makes it possible for us to bring you these podcasts every week. So if you're a fan of the We Got Y'all crew and the coverage of shows like Atlanta, then please consider signing up at any level. When you do, you get some very special patron perks, including a great discussion on our Discord channel, where you can leave all kinds of thoughts about Atlanta. And there are channels for just about every other show that you can think of that's on television right now as well. We also talk about movies. We have random channels as well. So yeah, it's good to see that we're getting some like great feedback on the Discord. If you all want to send us more feedback, you can email us at atlanta@postshowrecaps.com. Forgot to say that if you want to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps and sign up to support us at any level. Check us out on our own feed. We're at postshowrecaps/AtlantaPod, Atlanta P-O-D. So plug that into your podcaster of choice and leave us the 5-star ratings. Leave us the good reviews. We want them. If you want more from me and Mari and Chappelle and people like us, then you've got to give us some good ratings and some great comments. So. Exactly. Where can people find you this week, Mari? It's a busy week for you.
Yes, it is busy. I'm about to, WrestleMania is about to finish tonight. So directly after that, me and Matt Scott will be doing live reactions on Stereo. We did a night one live reaction podcast on Stereo and it posted this morning. So if you're, you know, they'll probably, you know, probably be late, but you can go listen to our night one reactions to WrestleMania. And then by the time this posts, you'll probably be able to hear our night two reactions to WrestleMania because we are on the Wrestling Wrap Up every week. We have one more podcast next week. And then after that, we will be going on a short break for about the month of April. And then we'll come back and we'll let you know. In order to know when we come back, go and follow me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much, like the number two, but follow at Matt Scott GW as well. On top of that, I am bringing, along with me and Sarah Carradine, we are bringing True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP because our new podcast, Crime Scene, that's Scene spelled S-E-E-N, I was like, I had too many E's. S-E-E-N is a true crime review podcast where me and Sarah Carradine, we review a different true crime property every week. And that drops on the RHAP network on Tuesdays. And then finally, of course, every week here on Atlanta. So next week, hopefully it'll be the three amigos back together, you know, maybe a guest or two. You know, who knows, but I'm glad to be here with you guys every week for the, you know, the next foreseeable future until Atlanta season three is done.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. Yeah, everybody, please check out Crime Scene. I was on last week's episode of Crime Scene and it was so
great episode.
So fun to get to hang out with Mari and Sarah. So that's exciting. I'm also over on Rahap talking about Top Chef, which is a show that many of our listeners know and love. So you can check me out there where I am just talking about all of the food that anyone could possibly ever talk about on a podcast, especially if it's made on Top Chef. And then I've got a secret PSR project that's going to be coming out in the future with me and Grace Leader that I think you all should be looking forward to. So if you want to learn what I'm up to, as well as what you can look forward to seeing me or hearing me in the future, then you can follow me on Twitter at LK Starks. All right. Yes. I think that about wraps it up for us. We good, Mari?
Yes. I just wanted to say robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed if you want to subscribe to the Crime Scene podcast.
Do it. You have no idea. It's so great.
It is amazing.
It's such a great show.
Thank you for being a great guest.
Thank you for having me. All right, everybody. Until next time, we will see you by the old tree. Bye. Ah.
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.